Welcome back to Insomnia Radio Canada. This is show number 19. I'm Chris, host of Insomnia Radio Canada, and it's Canada Day, so happy Canada Day to all the fabulous listeners and all the Canadians out there. I have quite the lineup of music set up for this week, about 45 minutes worth of music, and some really amazing tracks from some great new bands that I've just recently discovered for most of them. So we're going to jump right in, get some music started with a band from Waterloo, Ontario.
Let's do this.
Save on you, baby, I save on me.
just buy me, baby.
Start off the show. That was the band Bite. They are from Waterloo, Ontario, and the two songs I played of theirs were Bite Me and November Nightmare. These guys are pretty fabulous, and I'm looking for a chance to try and get out and see them. They don't have anything listed on the Reverb Nation page for shows past middle of this past June, so hopefully they'll have some stuff coming up over the summer, and I'll be able to catch them live, because they are pretty local for me. These guys, this is their first album, and they've obviously dove headfirst into the community, and just away they go. No surprise that there's some decent musical quality here, because Neil, the basically bass founder, from what I found online, has shared the stage with some pretty famous people, such as former Motley Crue lead vocalist John and ex-Guns N' Roses guitarist Gilby, as well as he's been on stage with people like Meatloaf, Lee Aaron, Faster Pussycat, and a whole bunch of others. So thanks, guys, for letting me play your stuff. If you enjoyed the two songs that I played, feel free to check them out on Reverb Nation and follow them on Twitter at Byte Right Here. I have been tweeting these guys in my Friday Fellows and Monday Music tweets for months. So up next, we have a band that I recently discovered, and I think you're going to like these ones too.
Show me that move, honey. Stick it out, push it out. It's like a dance of fire. I got the heart for you. What I got for you, like a force pulling me into you. Shake it around, do that thing. Freaky girl, you're trying most that thing. Kick it out, hit that now. Baby, feels so good to me. When I first met you in a club or two, you knew most everything I wanted to do with you. But now we're tangled, roughed up and wrangled in a type of madness more than one can win. Shake it around, do that thing. Freaky girl, you're trying. By the dirtiest things. Shake it around, do that thing. Freaky girl, you're trying most anything. Kick it out, hit that now. Baby, feels so good to me. Shake it around, do that thing. Freaky girl, you're trying. Sleep, my love.
I'll walk in your dreams with you, and we can fly to somewhere new. All the places that contain us like mist are gone in the atmosphere. But the good songs and laughter make us drunk when we come near. Afternoon, I ride my bike to get to you as fast as I can. Touch and play, I model your form. The sun keeps your room so warm. Changes try to range us like fires burn, sparks of fear. But the good songs and laughter make us drunk when we come near. Oh, time to dance. All the changes try to range us like fires burn, sparks of fear. But the good songs and the laughter make us drunk when we come near. Oh, time to dance. Oh, time to dance. Ba do ba do ba.
And that was Sweet Vintage Ride. They are from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, and I played two songs by them. First one was Freaky Girl, and the second one was Time to Dance. I just couldn't resist when I heard Freaky Girl. I just knew I had to play this group. They are currently ranked number one for Edmonton on Reverb Nation. You have Garrett on guitar and vocals, Sean on bass and vocals, and Aaron on drums and vocals. I'm assuming it's Aaron. If it's not, I do apologize. It's a very interesting spelling. These guys class themselves as a new rock, folk, pop, funk trio. And they've performed recently at the Canadian Music Week in 2013 in Toronto, which I sadly did not get to attend any of. And recently won two Battle of the Band contests this year. One was hosted by Supernova and the other was Dead City Records. So if you enjoyed them, you can check them out on Reverb Nation, SoundCloud, and Facebook, and I believe Twitter as well. I will include links to all of those in the show notes, as always. Next up, we're going to kick it down a notch and play a single song by JoJo Worthington. Thank you.
Words are just words if that's all that they are. So darling, turn that stone to a heart. Sticks and stones may make me bold, but the peace in my feet complete me.
'Cause I am a tree with deep roots in the ground, and nothing can bring me down.
Hey everybody, this is Daniel Bryant from London, Ontario, and you're listening to Chris on Insomnia Radio Canada.
So, that was JoJo Worthington. She's also from Waterloo, Ontario. And the song I chose to play by her was Roots, and it features Grant Bayfield. And JoJo recently tweeted that this one was up for free download, so I figured what better way to feature her on the show than to promote the free download she's got going right now. And tell y'all you can go over and grab it, and I'll have links for that in the show, of course. She's got a couple of albums up on Bandcamp, really reasonable prices. She's got her music up on iTunes, and I think she's got quite quirky little unique sound going with her vocals and her ukulele, and I really think you guys should go check out some more of her music. She started playing music at the age of 8, amazingly, and then at 14 began to write songs on the guitar, and then she decided to form a local band, and right now it just seems to be JoJo performing live with her ukulele. I happened to catch her in the Stratford Mall probably over a month ago now. Yeah, it was just JoJo sitting in the mall playing on her ukulele, promoting the Woodstock Renaissance Festival, which happened a couple weekends ago. And she was performing live there as well. So hope you go check her out and help support her career. You can find her on Facebook and Bandcamp and Twitter, so I will have all those links in the show notes. And now I'm going to jump all the way out to the East Coast for some more music.
Hi, I'm Darren Trudeau.
And I'm Rob Stewart from Sound Switch.
And you're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
So that was Last Kick. They're from Halifax. And the two songs I played were Planet Doom and Gasoline. These guys consider themselves to be a blues-based, metal-edged, hard rock band. And I would have preferred to have played the song Monster. However, there were a few explicits in it, and I'd prefer not to have to put that label on the show. So saving that one, maybe we'll do a show completely full of explicit songs so that those of you who do not want to hear those can just avoid downloading that show. Who knows? Anyways, I really enjoyed their stuff, and if you did, you should go check them out on Reverb Nation or on Twitter. This is their debut album they're working on. They've only got three tracks done so far. They're still in the studios recording, but they sent out a little preview for me, I guess you could say, and said, go ahead, play it on the show. So I did. So these guys each have their own Twitter, and they've also got one for the band, so I'll have those all listed in the show. We've got a couple more bands, a couple more tracks. Turned out to be quite the kicking show so far today. And hopefully everybody out there is enjoying a fabulous Canada Day. It's kind of clouded over here in southern Ontario where I am. Hopefully the rain holds off for the fireworks tonight. And hopefully the family and I get to go out and enjoy some of those. So why don't we get back to some more music? Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Enjoy this one.
No fading flower, fingers are frozen with your not yours. You are mine. Let that sink in like the Mary Rose. She went down with a heavy load. Who is this fading flower? Come to my
that fantastic band I found in a backlog of submissions that Stuart Morrison had sent to me back when we first got this project on the road and started recording Insomnia Radio Canada. And the band is Whitehorse. They are from Hamilton, Ontario, and the two songs I played were Achilles' Desire and Out Like a Lion. So you have Luke Doucette and Melissa McClellan. Not only are they a duet musically, but they're a married couple. And they've each got their own individual careers musically, and now Whitehorse. They put the band together back in August of 2011 and put together an 8-song collection that was equal parts blues stomp and ballad, Sea Details, and Sweet Nothings. So I'm really thrilled that I got to play this group. I found the email from the PR company with a link to a video for the Achilles' Desire. Listened to it, watched it. Musically speaking, there was no reason I couldn't play the song. I thought the music was stunningly unique. The vocals were fabulous. Their harmonies were wonderfully magical for me. I absolutely fell in love with this group and was thrilled when the PR company got back to me today with a digital download of their album to pick whatever I wanted to play. So I'm thrilled that they were wonderful enough to send me that. These guys have been recognized with awards and nominations, including the Juno Awards, Polaris, the Canadian Folk Music and Independent Music Awards, and they've got a number of tour dates across Canada this summer. So if you happen to be in Toronto on July 7th, head out to Fort York to the Toronto Urban Roots Festival. These guys will be playing. If you're in Winnipeg, Manitoba on July 10th to 14th, they're playing at the Folk Festival there. They'll be in Grand Forks, North Dakota on July 16th at the North Dakota Museum of Art. And then they're heading out to Vancouver, BC for the Vancouver Folk Festival July 19th to 21st. Then they're coming back to Ontario, to Huntsville for the Algonquin Theatre July 24th. Off to Guelph, Ontario, July 26th to 28th for Hillside Festival, which is an amazing festival if you can get to it. And then they're heading off to Banff, Alberta for the Shaw Amphitheatre on August 8th. Then they're coming back to Ontario for the Harvest Picnic in Dundas on August 31st. And then they're heading out to Sisters, Oregon for the Sister Folk Festival September 6th to 8th. And then back to Alberta in Edmonton for the Downtown Music and Arts Festival on October 13th. So that's quite the tour, quite the chance for you Canadians and some of you Americans to have a peek at them. So let me know if you check them out live and what you think of them. I'd be really thrilled to hear. And I'm going to try and make it out to see them. Can't make any guarantees. But they have their webpage, Facebook, and Twitter, and I will be including all those links in the website. So I have one more band to play for you tonight before I start to get ready to head out. We've got one band, and then I'm going to prep to head out to Columbia Lake and Waterloo tonight for the Fireworks for Canada Day. And the reason I'm going there this year is because Spirit of the West is playing at 7 p.m. So, great Canadian band. Everybody from the area, I think, should go out and check these guys out. If you don't know Spirit of the West, what rock have you been living under? These guys are a classic of Canadian rock, and wow, they're just amazing. I've seen them live twice. This will be the first time I get to take my kids to see them live. It's going to be a fantastic family night, and hopefully we'll get to see some friends there. If you're an indie band and happen to be in the area, and you happen to be able to track me down at the festival, there'll be hundreds of people there, so very unlikely. But if you do happen to track me down, say hi. As always, I'm always looking for new bands to play. As long as you're Canadian, I will at least give your music a listen and consider playing it on the show. I'm always looking for bumpers or little features from bands or individuals to play on the show. A little, hey, this is so-and-so and you're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada. The more creative, the more likely I'm going to play it, the more likely I am to play it again on future shows. So thanks for tuning in. Let's get to the intro for the last band, and then I hope everybody has a fabulous long weekend here in Canada for Canada Day. This is Monday, July 1st, so it's the end of the weekend, and I'm back to work tomorrow. And last band. So the last band is from Fredericton, and that's way out on the East Coast. The band is called Beloved Foe. Half the band is originally from Sweden, the other half from Canada. They've taken a year of work to get their first debut album together and release it. So we've got Tonella Roy, Pierre Okadell. Sorry about the mispronunciation, guys. Swedish names aren't exactly the easiest to pronounce. James Guther and Patrick Nielsen. They have Facebook, Bandcamp, and their own website, which is http://BelovedFoe.com. Go check them out if you like their music. Thanks for tuning in. Show 20 should be up in about 2 weeks, depending on how vacation goes and whether or not I take the computer to record while I'm away on vacation, and whether or not I've got enough music sorted out for that show before we go away. So thanks for tuning in. Have a great week, and we'll catch you next show.
There was never Thank you. Hey friends, let me ask you a question. When is the last time you visited the Association of Music Podcasting's website at musicpodcasting.org? You didn't? What are you missing? Well, here's the deal. Each and every podcaster from the Association of Music Podcasting puts out shows on a regular basis, and you can find listings for all of those shows and all of that great music that you may be missing right there at musicpodcasting.org. We also have a Facebook page, and it lets you know every time we put out a new show. It's at facebook.com/musicpodcasting. Oh, and by the way, we're on Twitter at twitter.com/musicpodcasting.
This podcast is a member of the Association of Music Podcasting.